And somebody who's just so easy to get along with, you say, well, now, he is really...
a good person?
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be the answer.
Something like that. Now, like a boy, like when they're teenagers and they're just all arms and legs and running into things, you say, that boy is just so...
awkward.
And now, a person that... keeps doing things all wrong and they never do anything right, and you say, you're just an old... did they ever call people fool? Have you heard
that? Yeah.
But that would be kind of not nice, would it, to be?
I wouldn't think so, because the Bible tells you're in danger of hell for it.
Yeah, you're not supposed to do that. That's what I thought. That would be, now, what about a person who never does spend any money?
Oh, I can call them stingy.
Yeah, did you ever call them a tightwad?
Tightwad, stingy.
Yeah. Now, do you ever use the term common in talking about people?
Well, yes, I've heard that used. Talk about common people, you know. Just speak of a family as being just common people, mm-hmm. you know, not stuck up mm-hmm. or high-headed mm-hmm. or anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, talking about... An older person that's like an old man that's still real strong and active and gets out and works every day, you say, well, he sure is
strong.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like if he really gets around and is real peppy and all, you might say, you know, he sure is
full of pep.
Yeah, or something like that, or spry, would you say?
Yeah, either one would fit.
Something like that. A person, a lot of times children will want lights on in their room at night because they're...
afraid.
Yeah. And now, a person who might, say, leave a lot of money lying around on the table and then leave the door unlocked and went off, you'd say, they sure are mighty...
I don't know what the word is, if I could think of it. Careless.
Yeah.
Mighty
sure.
Careless. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody would be careless to leave money laying around.
Right. Especially now.
Everybody's like I am in there would have much to leave.
Now, a person who's a real strange and peculiar, you'd say, well, they act kind of...
queer?
Yeah. Now, somebody who makes up his mind and nothing can change it is really... You know,
what would he be? I don't know.
Like stubborn or something.
Stubborn
like
or hard-headed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a person who just never can take a joke without losing their temper. They just get easily offended. You say they sure are mighty.
Let's see. I don't know. You're getting down into questions now that I don't know anything about.
Well,
I've never thought of.
I was thinking of. Touchy or something like that, you might say. And if you, like something like that, who was touchy, well, you start kidding them, then they might get awful.
Get mad at you.
Yeah, something like that. And now, if you'd been working all day, like you came in, you'd been working all day, and you say, I am just...
give up?
Yeah. And now, if a person that you knew... was like they were feeling fine yesterday, and then suddenly you hear that they've got some kind of disease, you'd say, well, I guess last night they must have
contracted it, probably.
Or got sick, would you say? Now, if a person, especially in the wintertime, they might sit in a drought, and they start coughing, and then before you know it, they...
have pneumonia
or
a bad
like
cold, mm-hmm. some kind of a disease.
Mm-hmm. And now when they, like if they did get a cold like that and it affected their voice and they start talking like that, you'd